Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Irvin 75, talking about the idea of including others, involving others. This was taught on a Braisa as well. They place their Irv in the outer chutzer, and one resident of either the outer chutzer or the inner one forgot, didn't join in the Irv, both of them are restricted, meaning if someone in the inner chutzer failed to contribute to the Irv, the notes point out, the inner chutzer would be restricted, would be subsequently restrict the outer one, and it would restrict the outer one by its rite of passage. If someone from the outer chutzer failed to contribute, the outer chutzer would be restricted and consequently restrict the inner one, because the inner chutzer could not dissolve its merger with the outer chutzer as long as the Erev was stored there. So if they placed their Erev in the inner chutzer, and one member of the inner chutzer forgot, did not join in the Erev, both of them are restricted. Notes point out the inner chutzer certainly restricted because one of its residents did not join in the Erev, since the outer chutzer cannot unilaterally terminate the inner chutzer's rite of passage, it too is restricted. In addition, even if the outer chutzer would disassociate itself, or could, from the inner chutzer, it would still be restricted because the Erev is not available to it, having been placed in the inner chutzer, pointed out by Rashi. If a member of the outer chutzer forgot to not join in, the Erev, both of them are restricted. Rav Akiva holds the inner may not disassociate from the outer because the Erev placed in the inner accustoms the members of the outer to use the inner one, as the Gemara will explain, Rashi points out. And these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The sages say in the last case, the inner is permitted, the outer one is restricted, because the inner doesn't become restricted because of the outer one's forgetfulness. The inner can close its door and disassociate from the outer one. Rashi, seemingly very technical. Sorry, the piece was a little bit intricate, but what we want to learn from here is talking about the ideas of inners and outer, talking about the ideas of others around us. If you're cooking, if you're involved with different things, and you can help those around you, why not keep them in mind? Why not keep them in your heart? You're making food anyway for dinner. You know your friend is very busy. Her husband's working a late shift in the hospital. Her husband's late in the office, or he's home while she's late in the office or whatever, and it's too hard for him to cook. Why not do it for him? The Gemara here talks about forgetting to be a part of the chutzer, or forgetting others, or others forgetting. We're all one unit. We're all one community. We're all one place together. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, the famous phrase, we're all responsible for one another. Try to think if you can include other people. If you have extra, you want to give away something instead of throwing it away, try offering it to different people. If you're part of different groups, especially like we have a group of our block, people on our side of the avenue of the street, we have a big group where we could talk about it, and there's a men's group of the shul. If you have an idea, you want to give it away, try to think about other people. Don't forget to include other people. Try to be involving other people. Just as the Gemara talks about the chutzer, when you're making the courtyard, when you're making the Erev, to include other people, try to include everything, everyone, and things that you're doing. If you're cooking or you're being involved in different things, try to bring other people. Did anyone not get to do this? Did anyone forget to do this? Did anyone forget to have challah? You have extra ones. Anyway, try to include other people, especially if there's an element of forgetfulness involved. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 76 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.